Darkness on the Edge of Clown by Mark Howard Jones. I've been blackmailing myself for years. I haven't got a penny left. If you dare even to admit it, I'll ruin you. Finish you for good. I keep threatening myself. A new life is supposed to be just that. Clean and fresh. Untroubled. That was the plan, anyway. The hope. My pointless prayer for myself. But it hasn't left me. The memories still pursue me. Calliope music choreographed and sawdust scented. Stench of the mangy animals let loose from their cages clings to me night and day. With every move I make, they pad heavily behind me. The dreams I race through in my sweat-soaked bed inevitably leave my pillow grease paint smeared every morning. Yet I haven't put on the makeup for years. Years now. Not long enough, it seems. From the top deck of the bus each morning, the department store windows reflect back the bright-faced loon in the seat where I am sitting. On the stairs at work, I trip incessantly over giant, invisible shoes. My colleagues burst out laughing before a brief, unconvincing show of mock concern. Am I okay? I nod dumbly, an unseen hat several sizes too big, waggling back and forth on my head. Sometimes I see the elephants performing in the park across the street from my house. The first time was early one Tuesday morning, as I pulled open the bedroom curtains. There they were, Bella and Zion, doing their funny dance, the one that always delighted the children. I was so sure they were real that I dressed quickly and dashed out to them, looking around for Sonia, their trainer. But there was nothing except the frost on the grass and a few sparrows. In a bid to destroy the circus inside me, I'd even taken the box of my old costume and paints out into the garden one Sunday afternoon. I smiled as the grease paint pots cracked in the heat, chuckling, even when my neighbour complained about the smoke and threatened to call the fire brigade. If I'd been wearing my revolving dicky bow, I'd have had it going round, like a demented windmill trying to take off. Nothing could wipe the smile off my face that afternoon as I watched the flames take my past, just as they should have done, 5 years before. But that night, the faces still bled out of the darkness, seeping into my dreams, to poison my sleep and destroy my rest. The bearded lady joyfully, desperately copulated with a headless ringmaster as my fellow performers stood around them, flames streaming from their gaping mouths. The animals processed around the edge of the ring, turning this way and that to show me their wounds. The invitation was clear, so was the condemnation. Every morning I look for answers smeared in the grease paint on my pillow, but there never are any. By the time I get to the bathroom mirror, the gaudy colours have faded from my skin, evaporating in the stale air of the stairway, worming their way into the worn carpet. I am standing back in the field now, just outside town. First time I've been back in 5 years. It's not hot tonight, but I can feel the heat of the flames from back then, that night, when the circus died. When Flaming Frederick literally exploded with his own talent, the straw catching so quickly, the terrified punters running, the beasts screaming as they cooked in their cages, the high wire snapping in the heat, decapitating the ringmaster as it fell. Rose, whose facial hair shriveling up in the heat as she screamed in outrage and horror at seeing her lover's fate. Escaping people tripping over the guy ropes, pulling them free in their panic, bringing the burning big top down on everyone inside, trapping them, killing them. Blazing sails, huge and bright, as they moved against the stillness of the dark above them. Only me left, and two wailing children, and the geek, aching for his whiskey, all boiled away in the heat, and a baby elephant so badly burned that it died 2 days later. The police and the ambulance crew looked at me with their prosecution witness eyes, as if I were to blame for it all. And how did you escape? But I didn't. That was the truth. That's what I should have told them, and then squirted my joke flower right in their eyes.